let's bring in our next guest. We're going to speak to Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. And President Biden told Americans defending freedom will come at a cost. He intends the pain of those sanctions to be felt by Russia and not the U.S. But can he deliver on that? Rick, just how worried is he about collateral damage here at home?
He seems pretty worried. I think Biden very clearly understands that inflation is a major threat to his presidency. And during a very short address yesterday, when he said he was going to impose what he called the first tranche of sanctions, he did take time out to say two things. He said, first of all, we have to understand that there could be some cost of this here at home, by which he meant higher gas and energy prices. And then he also said that he's working on a plan to do something about it. Now, he did not say what that plan is, but other administration officials have told reporters that something's going to be coming in the next few days that will indicate their ability and their willingness to safeguard energy supply. So I think people are guessing that that could probably be a statement of increased supply from a country such as Saudi Arabia or perhaps the United Arab Emirates. But we don't have that yet. And energy prices have been trickling up. And of course, they're already high. Gasoline prices are up about 40% year over year, and oil prices are up about 80% year over year. And at the moment, it seems like they're more likely to go higher than lower.
Yeah, some are even saying $5 a gallon in the U.S. I don't know about that, Rick. But, you know, look, this is a midterm election year. Curious what Republicans are saying about all this. It seems as though they're coming together and criticizing Biden, but not necessarily on how to counter a Russian threat.
Oh, yeah, they sense weakness here for Biden. So let's start with President Trump, who I guess some people think is still the head of the Republican Party. He said yesterday that Putin's move into eastern Ukraine is genius. He called it a savvy move, sounding very much like a Putin fan, as he did while he was president. And he said maybe the United States should try something similar on the southwest border with Mexico and really do some peacekeeping down there. Other Republicans are not going that far. What they're doing is they're condemning Putin and his move into Ukraine, but they're saying it's Biden's fault because of Afghanistan. They're saying that Biden showed weakness with the pullout of U.S. troops from Afghanistan last year, and that Putin interpreted that as meaning the United States was just not interested in countering these kinds of incursions by foreign countries, and it was his opportune moment to invade Ukraine. So I think Putin is getting a stronger response than he expected on that. Also, he probably did not expect the U.S. and Europe to be as coordinated as they are. But Republicans are criticizing Biden and trying to make as much out of it as they can for the moment.